Welcome to Falcon and Focus podcast. I'm Danica Tranberg, joined today by men's lacrosse head coach Mike Fahey to talk about the 2017 season. So Mike, last season, 12-5 overall, winning record. Are there strategies from that season that you hope to implement in this 2017 season?
Yeah, we're taking a lot from last year in certain sets that we run and clears and rides and man up and man down that we'll run that we'll bring into this season. And a lot of player personnel that we're bringing back that will definitely help and hopefully carry into this season.
Are there some specific expectations or goals you hope to achieve heading into this year?
Yeah, every year one of our goals, one of our main goals is to get back to the conference tournament and conference finals. So we've worked really hard in the off season, in the fall, over the winter and early in the spring to help prepare for that early on and hopefully advance to the conference finals at the end of the year.
Over the past years, it's been you and Aurora typically. Do you think winning conference will hinge on beating them?
I think it's probably going to be us and Aurora. There's some other really strong teams in the conference in Benedictine and Beloit and Cornell and MSOE that are coming up, but the past couple of years it's been us and Aurora, so hopefully we'll get back there this year and we'll see what happens down the road.
Do you think there are some specific strengths of the team this year that'll kind of differentiate you from the rest of the teams?
Yeah, I think this year we've kind of reloaded on defense. We brought in some really good some freshmen, and Ryan Voskel from Texas, and Ethan Danz and Nate Okerman at the long stick midfield position. And we have a couple face-off guys who are new to us. But I think our defense is probably our strong suit. And we've kind of brought in a couple pieces on offense that will help kind of bolster that and be, pretty solid on offense as well.
Are there some weaknesses maybe of the team that you hope to kind of fix or transition this year?
I would say probably, if anything, probably offense. We lost two really strong offensive threats last year. But like I said, we brought in a couple new additions this year. So we're kind of working through that. But, they're looking solid more and better every day that we're out there. So we'll kind of see this week coming up with Dubuque coming in. And, so we'll see how they do.
So you're talking about maybe a few of those standout players that you're expecting for this season. Is there anyone else on the team or maybe some seniors that you're looking for some leadership and on and off the field?
Yeah, I think offensively, James Warner and Stephen Gregory will probably be our strong threats in the midfield. And then defensively, our goalie returning Garrett Wolford and then Ben Smith and Paul Fisher back there kind of anchoring the defense will probably be our strong guys this year.
Do you find overall chemistry playing a part in how the team plays?
Yeah, it's a really good chemistry. We have guys from all over the country, and they work really, really hard together. And I think that's been building over the past couple of years and kind of transitioning into this year. So that obviously really, really helps on the field. So we're looking forward to that again this year.
And then on a more serious note, about 2 years ago, the home opener was 11 degrees, and this Saturday it's expected to be a high of 51. So with this extreme heat wave, do you think you'll be wearing shorts?
Do I think I'll be wearing shorts? Probably not. Probably have the dress pants on, but we'll see what happens on game day.
Well, good luck to you in this season.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. After the break, we will get you caught up on last week's results and get you up to date on what is coming up. Welcome back to the second half of our podcast. Let's look at the week that was. Men's tennis last matches were February 4th at Carroll, where they won 5-4, and at home against Carthage, where they lost 7-2. Also, men's track and field finished 3rd and 14th, and the women finished 2nd and 14th at the Grinnell College Invite. Men's basketball then lost to Aurora on Saturday 75-73, and women's basketball defeated Aurora with an outstanding 81-48 victory. Men's hockey took an 8-1 and 3-1 loss in their back-to-back games against Adrian. And last week, the men took 6 overall in the Division III Conference Championship for Wrestling, where Baumgartner took home the first place and Merger and Ware finished second. Now let's take a look at the week that is. Men's tennis heads into this week with a match at Lawrence University this Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday they host UW Lacrosse at 2 p.m. and Judson at 6 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, which is also senior night for men's basketball, they host Edgewood and Lakeland with tip-off times both at 7 p.m. Don't forget that at Tuesday's game, it's a whiteout, and the most spirited students can take home a dozen roses and even a stuffed panda. Women's basketball hosts Edgewood on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and head to Concordia, Chicago, Saturday at 2. Men's hockey heads into a back-to-back series against Northland Friday at 7, which is also Hawaiian night and senior night, Saturday at 4. Then women's hockey has senior night this Saturday as well, as they take on Stevens Point at noon. Men's lacrosse begins their season and hosts Dubuque Saturday at 1 p.m. Saturday the 18th, track and field head to Oshkosh for the UW-Oshkosh Titan Challenge. Saturday, February 25th, acrobatics and tumbling head to Georgetown College to take on Adrian at 4 p.m. Also on Saturday, women's tennis hosts Northwestern at 2 p.m. and UW lacrosse at 6. Also that Saturday, the wrestling team heads to Moorhead, Minnesota for the NCAA Division III West Regional Championship. Visit CWFalcons.com for live coverage links to watch and follow these events. Don't forget to tune in to CWFalcons.com next week to see a feature story on one of Concordia's very own athletes or coaches. I'm Danica Tramberg, and thank you for listening to Falcon in Focus podcast.